What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode with Rick Glassman, I think it's safe to say, homeless pimp Venati and I have spoken about it, is the craziest Chrissy Chaos of all time. He is, I think, an actual mental patient. I think Rick Glassman genuinely should be institutionalized. And I'm happy that he's not right now because he's a gift for us, but he at some point in his life will have to be put in a mental institution. He is out of his mind. I'm telling you this right now. If there's a Chrissy Chaos episode to listen to, it is this one. He is out of his fucking mind, folks. So listen to the podcast, enjoy it. And also, if you want to see your boy live, I will be September 8th to the 10th at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. In late September, I will be in Tarrytown. I believe it's Sunday, September 19th. Tickets are almost sold out. Then September 28th, I am in Madison, Wisconsin. September 29th, I am in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. September 30th, Chicago, Illinois. October 1st, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then we will be in Baltimore. We will be in Philadelphia. We'll be in New Jersey at the end of October. And then Toronto in November. ChrisDComedy.com for Tiki Wikis. Enjoy Rick Glassman. Buckle up. Buckle up. And literally, I will be sued for this episode. Everyone, it's Rick Glassman is on the podcast. Here he is. Rick, coming off his starring role as playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the new movie. How is it? How's it been to play her and to become her?
Well, first, it's a series.
Oh, right.
And it's still in the process of happening, but I didn't know much of her before booking the role. Have you ever played anybody? I've played people before. I played Harold Ramis in A Few Talents, Super Gesture, and now Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I didn't know a lot about her. Apparently, she's hilarious.
She's hilarious, yeah. Ruth Bader.
And she's really strong on, when she was younger, she was really big into horse racing.
Yes. I read that about her.
What did you read that in?
I read about Ruth Bader Ginsburg that she was really big into horse racing. I read it in on Instagram. On Fuck Jerry.
Right. I don't know if that's called reading it.
Yeah.
Also, I like how you're doing it in complete sentences. Where did I read about Ruth Bader? It's like you're going to cut me out. Where did I read about Ruth Bader Ginsburg? I actually read about it.
Yeah, I will repeat the question and then talk. No, I've never played anyone in a movie, but I hope to play Jane Lynch in her movie.
That's the girl from Role Models, right? She was the one that goes like, she talks about like, you never bullshit a bullshitter.
Yep. 100%. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's him. Who, yeah.
Yeah.
Never bullshit a bullshitter.
Jane Lynch. My mom's favorite comedian, Jane Lynch.
Now, when you call it a comedian, it's similar to calling a female actor an actress. Do you think, and I think we should speak on this, do you think that they like being differentiated from a comedian?
No, I don't.
Complete sentence, please.
The question was, do we think that comedian and comedians like the differential treatment? And I think the answer is no, but I still do it to kind of let women know that men still are in charge subtly.
Do women watch this podcast?
No.
So
the only people that watch this podcast are white men from Long Island and black teenagers.
So
who we got from Andrew Schultz's podcast.
Crossovers.
Yeah.
I don't know him. Never met him.
You've never met Andrew Schultz. I don't think I've ever met you.
We have met. We met once.
Yeah. You look different on Instagram.
You're a great interviewer. You're not going to say where? Where did we meet?
Okay, you ready for this? You know where I met you? I met you, Rick. I'm telling you where I met you. At a coffee bean on Ventura Boulevard in L.A.
That's right. We met twice. We met at the Coffee Bean in Ventura in L.A. Mm-hmm. We did New Faces, Fresh Faces. What's it called?
Oh, we did New Fresh Faces together.
What's it called? The Montreal.
New Faces.
New Faces.
Yeah, New Faces. Now, I just saw, actually, we just went to...
Who are you talking?
Montreal. The audience at home. We just went to Montreal, Homeless Pimp and I did, and we saw the New Faces of comedy, and they're good. They're good, man.
Sorry, I thought I had a sneeze. What'd you say?
We saw the New Faces of comedy
in
Montreal, and dude, they're good.
Good.
We saw Brendan Sagal. We saw this kid, Adam, what's his last name? Gilbert. who's a little person. He's got a bit.
Where I think you're just supposed to call him Eurocentric. Eurocentric?
Is that what they're supposed to?
I think it's Eurocentric.
High challenged. Little Stinker is what his name is. He's going to be with us at the Chicago Theater in September. Yeah, dude.
You should call this the Bad Posture Podcast. Oof, allergies.
I know allergies are bad this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it.
I think that first of all, I read somewhere that allergies are caused by the Middle East. What do you have to say about that?
Unfuck Jerry?
Yeah.
I don't know enough. Let me tell you, I'm going to lose a lot of people. I don't know. You're not going to like this. I don't really like talking on things that I don't know much about. I don't know much about allergies. I don't know much about the Middle East. I came here to promote my series with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I came here to talk to you about new faces.
Yes.
But if I had to make something up, like if I had a guess from what I've heard, there's a lot of sand.
Yes. Yes.
People are, sand is, do you know what, sand and rice. Rice is one of the more hypoallergenic foods there are.
That is actually true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you, quick, the brat
diet. So two weeks.
Brat diet, what does it stand for?
Bananas, rice, apples, toast.
Yeah, baby.
Beef, what does it stand
for?
No, I
actually know what the T in brat stands for. Titties.
All right. I you know what? I wasn't sure.
Fuck yeah.
But I like it.
Because that's the doc, because my one-year-old had
diarrhea.
She had diarrhea, and the doctor said the brat, it's going the brat diet. Yeah. And I said bread, rice, apples, titties. And he was like, mm-hmm.
But you got rid of the titties.
What do you mean? Oh, because she got
first base.
Yes. Oh, well, that, yes, yes.
I guess titties would be second
base.
She
got her boobs removed. Are you referring to her?
Yeah.
She got it's called an explant. Are you familiar with a woman's getting an explant?
I know so much about women, so yes.
So it's interesting.
But real quick, before we get into explant, you quizzed me on the BRAT acronym.
Give me an acronym.
BEEF. Tell me about it.
BEEF. But what does it stand for?
Yeah.
BEEF. BEEF stands for...
He doesn't know how to say I don't know, does he?
No, because I want to do this.
Because this is your wheelhouse. You will be like, oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
You do know this.
Yeah. BEEF stands for bacon, eggs, frankfurters.
Okay. Could you hold this for 1 sec for me?
No. So that people can hear. Could we hear?
Oh, hey. Hello. Hello.
Could you just go like this?
Oh, hold that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this?
No. If you could just grab it here.
Grab it there. Oh, hold that for you.
Yeah. Maybe a little this way so I could cheat the camera. If you could just get, actually here, you know what? You could just get, you sit right here for a sec.
Okay.
But I want to face the camera.
Me face the camera?
I'll face the camera.
Me face the camera? This is good for me?
Yeah. All right. Balance.
Okay. Right?
Legs, shoulder width apart. Balance.
Yes.
Elbow in.
Yep.
Eyes forward. Follow through.
Wow. That's how you shoot a basketball shot. Triple threat position is what you were in.
Yep. TTP. Yeah.
Do you like basketball?
One of my best friends loves basketball. Yes, I love basketball.
You actually were thrown out of your basketball league 5 years ago. Why was that? Because you were Jewish?
Incidentally, we did play at a JCC,
yeah.
And I am the only Jew on the court.
Oh, man.
No, I get what you're doing. You're leading into a little thing I got coming out at the end of the month, and I appreciate that. It was very pro. You did it the way they do late night.
Yep.
You did it as if I didn't tell you about it, so I don't want to spend too much time, but I do have to say I was kicked out of a basketball game because I played a little aggressive.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, 3-on-1, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say... You, me, and who's another person you like?
Venetia from my show.
Venetia. You, me, and Venetia are on a 3-on-1 fast break.
Yep.
We're going down, right? One person's guarding us. Who's guarding us? Who's not great?
Who's guarding us who I don't like?
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Okay. We're 3-on-1. Do you stop at the 3-point line, or do you at least one person cut to the hoop?
100% cutting to the hoop because the highest percentage... Of getting the ball in the basket is the closer I get to the basket. That's why.
So when everybody, if I'm dribbling down and the other two people are stopping at the 3-point line and Biden's tight on me,
yeah,
I don't want to dish it to somebody. Cut to the fucking hoop.
Yeah.
So I get a little aggravated because people go to have a good time. I also go to have a good time, but I also go to not sit the next game
yeah.
and win.
Yeah.
So I'm yelling, cut to the fucking hoop, and I get a little upset about stuff. And that's just a small example, but that kind of energy got me kicked out of
it. And it got you kicked out of the game because when you were getting upset at the people cutting to the hoop, not cutting to the hoop, were you getting violent with them? Or, I mean,
no.
just because you're yelling.
No, that's just, I can't tell you, I don't know. I still don't quite get it. Just apparently a lot of these people are, you know, it was an industry game, and they're like 45-year-old comedy writers, and they're just kind of having a good time, and I'm yelling, and I'm talking shit, and just setting picks hard, and just playing like I'm going to get picked up somewhere.
Yeah.
And
you feel like a prostitute.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I have to say, and my perspective changed since playing Ruth. I think being a prostitute is one of the oldest professions ever.
100%. I like where you're going with this. One of the oldest professions ever.
It's,
who am I as a feminist, and who are you as a feminist, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, to tell a woman she can't sell her body for money? If I want to pay that, and you have a gift that I don't have, then you want to tax it, fine, to go through the system, fine, so you can help with inflation. But I think that it's, who the hell am I to tell you that that should be illegal?
You know, an interesting fact, prostitution is the second oldest profession in the world. Do you know what the oldest is? I do.
First of all, this is the Christy DiStefano segment. We talk about history once a show. You're going to tell us right now that prostitution is the second oldest, and I'm going to guess what the oldest profession is. What the oldest profession is, pimping.
Close. But before there could be... If prostitution was going on Shark Tank, pre-pimp, it would be a product and not a business.
right?
But pimps came after the product itself. The oldest is men. Straight white men
telling
women what they can and cannot do with their bodies.
Yeah.
And guess what? That business is still strong as fuck.
100%.
And I, for one, can't stand it. If you want to get an abortion, I'll do it for you. If you want to have sex for money, I'll have sex with you. I'm not going to pay you.
Yeah.
Because I'm verified on Instagram.
I like that, man. You don't meet many people out there that will impregnate you and then abort the fetus for you. What I like to call Rick is, he's the definition of a one-stop shop.
OSS. The original OSS. One-stop shop.
One-stop shop. One-stop shop. One-stop shop.
Well, when you put it in the back and you push it around and then you grab, limit it down and then
one-stop shop. One-stop shop.
One-stop shop.
Stop, shop.
Edit that in.
And he's doing all that with no coffee,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah.
16 facts about Rick Glassman. Let's read number one. Number one fact about Rick Glassman: Rick is not actually...
That's not her first name.
Rick is not actually his first name. It's actually Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Rick was born Joan Ruth Bader in 1933 to Nathan and Celia Bader in Brooklyn. And then Rick was also... He met her husband, Martin Ginsburg, when he was 17, when they were undergraduate students at Cornell University.
Do people see this too?
They will. Yeah.
Right. So they understand, because out of context.
Yeah.
You're just saying Rick, and like, I don't even know if people know that you're reading facts about Ruth.
Rick also knows firsthand the struggles of mothers in the workplace. In fact, when he learned he was pregnant with her second child, he wore baggy clothes like he's wearing right now until her contract as a professor at Rutgers University Law School, number one STD school in the country, Rutgers. What do they call it? What's the nickname for Rutgers? Slutgers.
I get what you're doing, and also it doesn't even really bother me, but as an advocate for women, I have to just at least acknowledge that referring to that as... I just don't like the name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the name slut. I think that when guys have sex, what are they? They're cool, right? When guys have sex with tons of girls, they're just cool. They got big dicks. They're strong. They're dunking. They're just fucking awesome. And when girls have sex with guys, they're just little fucking bitch sluts. And I don't like that. I don't like that people think that.
Slut, what does it stand for?
Save. Luscious. Undercurrent titties.
That's what it is.
Edit that out.
Let's talk about Queen Elizabeth.
You know, so an interesting fact about Queen Elizabeth. she was actually born 7 years before Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes, yeah, she was. Do you know Queen Elizabeth? Let me tell you a little fun fact about Queen Elizabeth.
You mean just a fact? Because anything about Queen Elizabeth is fun. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're looking for just the right flooring, you need choices. And at Marshall Carpet One, you'll find thousands of choices, including carpet, hardwood, rugs, and luxury vinyl. So make the right choice and visit Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery. And we promise, with more than 50 years as a family-owned business, we've got you covered!
You know what this is, folks? A Ridge wallet. This seriously is the best wallet I've ever had. It's got all my cards. It's got my cash. It's got everything I need. And if you go right now to ridge.com/chaos, you're going to get a sick discount. Plus, if you buy the Ridge wallet by September 30th, you're going to be able to enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win a Ford Bronco or $75,000 cash, whichever one you want. The Ford Bronco or $75,000 cash. I would take the $75,000 cash. I'd get it all in singles, and I'd put it in my Ridge wallet, baby. I love this thing. I stick it in my front pocket, my back pocket. It doesn't matter. I love the Ridge wallet. Absolute best wallet I've ever seen. Every other wallet that I've ever had fucking sucks, and they're pieces of shit, except the Ridge wallet. Ridge.com/chaos, promo code chaos. Get a sick discount. Get your Ridge wallet now. This podcast sponsored by Ridge Wallet.
You want to talk about sluts?
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. No, she got no dick. She was rumored to be gay, rumored to be trans. This is all true.
Oh, all the rumors are true? Give it. Hey, knock, knock. Who's there? A white straight man is telling us what Queen Elizabeth likes to munch? She likes pussy, she likes dick, not my business.
So, I think, first of all, before we get to that, I want you to guess which one is me on this.
This one.
Yep. Good.
Did people get that wrong?
No. No. You're the only one. No, most people get it right. And you notice that it's kind of like my head.
Hairline.
It's coming out of my head. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that because it's like, shout out to 10 Muns Mosaic, by the way.
Great guy.
What I like about this is it's kind of like, at one point, like in New Faces, this was all in your head. It wasn't out anywhere.
No.
But what you have done is you've created a business where you've shown, it's not that this is new. This isn't new. This isn't new. No, this is how old are you?
I was born with that, 37.
Yeah, this is 37.
Well, actually, no. When this episode comes out, I might be 38.
Oh, it's your birthday, August 26th.
I'll be 38 in a couple of days from this episode.
I'm actually 38 today.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, it's not my birthday, but today I'm 38. It's a little joke I do in the pod.
Shalom.
But now it's out of your head, into the universe.
Yes.
And it has paid for so much. It's paid for your, apparently not my coffee, which is running a little late. But it's paid for, you know, some other stuff, I'm sure.
Yes, it's paid for, yes.
How's my frame, by the way? Are we medium? What are we doing? Good. Put this one on me. I'm going to do some funny physical stuff.
Queen Elizabeth died of actually was her makeup. Do you want me to explain?
Oh, you're talking about the original Queen Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, you thought I was talking about Queen Elizabeth now? That fucking bitch?
Excuse me? Yeah. That fucking bitch has donated more to Red Cross in an hour than you've ever given me coffee today. Also, I don't know much about the original Queen Elizabeth.
I'm kidding. The current Queen Elizabeth, I fucking love. And
thank you.
She's my queen.
Can we have 3 moments of silence for Queen Elizabeth II?
Okay.
I'm sure we edited that down to make it not seem like 3 minutes, but we did do a proper three
minutes. No, we're going to do it. Elizabeth, she died of her makeup because guess what? Guess what was big in Queen Elizabeth's time? Smallpox. That leaves scars. She got smallpox late in her life. She was all, had right. scars all over, and men, just like they don't like scars now, although I do think a girl with a scar gives a little character, gives her a little
Ever
character.
Since 93 when Lion King came out, I felt like scars have kind of become a thing where it's like it gives a bad boy, bad girl edge as opposed to a deformity.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I love.
Do you think all body types are beautiful or do you think some are more beautiful than others?
I personally, my.
It's always going to be personal.
And
Everything
I've
is
said
personal.
This before, but I'll say it again because, you know, God willing, we get new fans every week.
Right, right.
Chubby Indian women is my number one.
CIWs?
CIWs.
Not for me.
You don't like chubby Indians?
I don't dislike them. It's just if I look. So here's an interesting thing. When people talk about what they like, a lot of times people will be like, oh, it's discriminatory. But instead, what if we just look at the patterns of behavior? Out of all the women, and there have been many, I don't know if there's been more than 30 chubby Indian women's. Mostly, they're not chubby Indian women's. So I just feel like, oh, that must not be a type for me.
Right. One of the chubby Indian women that you had sex with, was it good?
Will you believe this?
Yes. No. Wow. It wasn't good.
No.
What didn't she do that you didn't like?
Was it good? I mean, like, listen, if you have a Belgian waffle, you're not going to vomit from it. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
But compared to other Belgian waffles, yeah. Could you call Indian women Belgian waffles anymore?
Yeah, if they're Belgian and they have and their body shaped like a waffle. That's
right.
A Belgian
but
waffle.
I meant it more as an analogy.
Oh.
It's just they're not. I haven't been with one that has been able to make me come.
A Belgian waffle?
Believe me, I've come plenty of times from a Belgian waffle.
Yeah.
But not from a CIW.
Well, listen, man, if you're a CIW out there, let us know what you think about Rick Glassman. You can join at patreon.com/ChristyComedy and write on the community board, or you can, of course,
patreon.com/takeyourshoesoff, where you could find footage of me with all the chubby Indian women.
He's having sex with them. So what happened was, is smallpox with Queen Elizabeth, they would have to cover their face. You know, Queen Elizabeth's look of like making her face even whiter.
Right.
Her face was white, like she was a Japanese geisha girl, like white, white, white. And the makeup they used to use back then had arsenic in it and all types of poisons and mercury. And it led to her death over many women's deaths because of the makeup blend. By the time she died, half of her face was like melted off, and nobody, she would never let anybody
see her. Do you have a picture?
Huh?
Did they have pictures
back
then?
That's her right there. That's legitimately a photograph of her.
Where's my coffee? I know that your audience are people that hate women, and so I'm not going to come across well here, but I have to just, as an advocate playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I have to say, how ironic is it that straight white men are making even queens paint and cover and change the way they look. Look at your girl, for example. She wanted big tits and little tits. And like, we're just, women are so accustomed to making straight white men happy with the way they look, but we'll never be happy.
No, never, ever, ever be happy. And as a matter of fact, after I saw this fact about Queen Elizabeth, I said to my girl, I said, you need to start wearing more makeup.
How did she receive it?
And she was like, why? I was like, because you're my Queen Elizabeth.
Smart.
Slowly kill her with mercury.
I never knew about that. I mean, obviously, this is all very real.
It's a fun fact. Now, she refused to have a mirror in any of her rooms because she hated the way she looked. Because when the makeup was off, I mean, you have mercury on your face. Her teeth came out. She lost her hair. Hair loss caused depression, anxiety, dementia.
Man.
All the rulers back in the ancient times, they all start to go crazy because of the things they were doing throughout their life. STDs,
right.
Mercury
right.
makeup, you know, schizophrenia.
So makeup was kind of like the sushi of the 1500s.
100%. 100%, man. That was Japanese back then.
It was believed that lead in her makeup led to the health decline and death. Believed.
And it was
called, it was believed. Makes it sound like people don't believe it anymore.
Well, there's a lot of things people don't believe. I mean, there was literally rumors going around in Queen Elizabeth's life that she was a man. She was the first trans queen. It wasn't T.T. Jerry.
How would you feel if it came out that that was correct? What do you think that would do for the community?
For the trans community?
No, for the monarch.
I think that it would take some heat off Prince Andrew if they knew that Queen Elizabeth was a trans.
Right.
I think it takes some heat off. Do you think Prince Andrew's innocent
of what he did with those women?
I know
some of those women, and no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you are on Epstein. You know women who are on Epstein's island.
No, but I know women. I know women that in England who have had.
I know how you know too. This guy's always in England. Every time I talk to you, he's in England. You're in England more. You're literally in England like more than anybody I know.
I love the monarch.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know, Queen Elizabeth II, her birthday is the anniversary of my first kiss, April 21st.
Whoa.
Yeah.
With your...
first ever kiss I ever had.
How old were you?
17.
Wow.
I was late. Almost 18.
Interesting.
I remember because we went bowling on 420. Shout out. And
Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, and I didn't want my first kiss to be on Hitler's birthday.
How do you think that makes him feel, man?
I hope it makes him feel fucking ask me again. Edit that out.
All right. You know me. You know I got body dysmorphia. You know you watch me on stage. I'm pulling my shirts. I'm always like, do I look good in this angle? Do I look good in this angle? And you know it's so hard to find shirts that you love. And I have went through, seriously, like 50 companies trying to find the shirt that I feel comfortable in. If it doesn't hug too high, you know, too tight here, doesn't make me look, you know, short here, tall there, all these things. I finally found it. And I'm being genuinely serious. I finally found it, okay? And it's called Mizzen Plus Main. Mizzen Plus Main or Mizzen in Main. It's Mizzen Plus Sign Main. And I said, I found these shirts and I was like, oh, we got to get these on the podcast because I have to tell the audience that, you know, if there's guys out there like me or just people out there like me that are never comfy wumpy in their clothes because they have body dysmorphia and they're a little bit too chunky, this is the clothing brand for you. It's literally finally here. I mean, Mizzen Plus Main, they got unique custom dress shirts, which for me, that's why I'm always wearing sweatshirts and t-shirts. I'm like, dress shirts, I just always feel like an idiot in them. Not Mizzen and Main. Mizzen and Main dress shirts, lightweight, breathable, moisture wicking. I have sweaty, sweaty, sweaty armpits. And I have a sweaty taint, but I'm not putting shirts on my taint. But I have sweaty armpits. Mizzen Plus Main somehow like absorbs the sweat. You don't see the sweat stains on these shirts, which is amazing. My pits are dripping. They're dripping. But you don't see the sweat stains. They got 30,000 reviews that are 5-star. Do you know how hard it is to get 30,000 5-star reviews? That's because it's a great product. And let me tell you something. Mizzen Plus Main, their 10th anniversary was in July. So happy belated Annie, baby. Also, they don't shrink in the wash. I usually either have to take out my shirts from the washing machine and then let them air dry or take them to a dry cleaner. Mizzen Plus Main they're just always perfect in and out of the washer dryer. So thank you for that. Whatever technology you're using, I don't know if it's illegal, but you're using it and it's great. Mizzen Plus Main just turned 10, so they've got great deals and even better deals because you're listening to this podcast. Right now, if you go to mizzenandmain.com, that's MIZZENANDMAIN.com, and use the promo code CHAOS, CHAOS, you're going to receive $25 off any regular price order of $130 or more. That's $25 off. When you go to mizzenandmain.com, use that promo code CHAOS. You're going to love these shirts. Sunday Scaries, you know it's the CBD for me. You know that CBD gummies and gummies of all types have taken over my life. Sunday Scaries is the best. I use it. Everybody in my family uses it. We love it. I always have a fresh supply. There's nothing I can say more about Sunday Scary CBD gummies other than they're the best. They help me get over, you know, the crap that life throws at us. Sunday Scary CBD gummies just help me get through. You know, when everybody's having everyone gets a little of that Sunday Scary energy when they're, you know, the impending work week is coming up. Sunday Scaries releases that edge, takes that little stress out of your life. They're deliciously cute. They're vitamin boosted. And I really like them. They help me relax. And I'm not a guy that relaxes well, but with Sunday Scaries, I do. I'm also a horrible sleeper. Sunday Scaries CBD gummies helps me sleep right through the night. Right now, if you go to visitsundayscaries.com and use the promo code CHAOS, my promo code, sundayscaries.com, promo code CHAOS, you are going to get 25% off at sundayscaries.com. Use our promo code CHAOS, 25% off, sundayscaries.com. Go be free. How do you think it makes him feel?
I hope it makes him feel fucking horrible. You could leave it in. But I didn't want my first kiss to be on Hitler's birthday, so I waited until after midnight. But also, I was too scared to do it, so I waited until after midnight.
Right.
And I kissed her in her laundry room.
Oof.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Was she clean?
Yeah, I kissed her, didn't I?
Yeah, but I'm saying she was in her laundry room.
Yeah, her parents' laundry room.
Oh, yeah, she was young.
Yeah.
Well, you were 17. How old was she?
Funny. She was 17, though.
Oh, she was?
She's actually a day younger than me.
If you're 18 and you kiss her when she's still 17, is that a crime in whatever state you're from?
I'm from Cleveland.
Which I said off the podcast.
Which is important that you let people know you said this joke already.
Is the Ukraine of the United States. Cleveland, it's Kiev, USA.
Is that
a decent joke?
Who is Russia in that analogy?
Russia?
Yeah.
Would be West Virginia.
So West Virginia is waging war on Cleveland?
Yep.
And boy, are their arms tired. We'll be right back.
Because I think Rick Glassman has this great photo of him playing against LeBron James in high school, which is just an insane thing.
Now, yeah. I heard he's really good.
Rick's really good.
Somebody told me that he was, I think, playing a pickup game with someone, somebody in entertainment, and they're like, hey, man, you got to dial it back a little bit.
Hit that, Baldy. Catch the fucking ball, dude.
You're not aware of how other people perceive you.
What are you talking about?
Good take, you idiot. Whoops! Are you not entertained?
Got it!
Let's go!
Are you fucking nuts?
I am phenomenal. I got big balls. I got a cool guy haircut. I got a
short coming out. So I got kicked out of this basketball game. I got this email about it. I used that email. You know, you ever have something bad happen to you and you're like, how do I turn this into art?
Yeah.
What have you done that was bad that you turned into art?
I don't know, my whole life.
Yeah, his whole life.
Like that.
Yeah, that's why he made the...
I thought that was from what's his name? Roseanne guy from the bowling movie.
Oh, John Goodman, the Big Lebowski.
John Goodman, right.
He does look like... Pimp does look like John Goodman.
Yeah.
People say that. And then you know who that is.
Of course. And you know who this is.
Yep.
Who is it?
Talk about slut shaming.
Exactly, dude.
That's Nolan Ryan.
Yes. Great pitcher.
Better catcher.
You know those are up there.
Those are the three aliens. How could I not know?
There it is. No, those are the new faces.
Oh. You, me, Sam Morrell, yes. I think was on it.
No, our new faces is me, you, Sam Morrell, Pete Davidson, Mark Normand, Andrew Santino.
Esther Pavitsky,
Brooks Whalen, Esther Levitsky,
right.
Esther Pavitsky, little Esther,
Damian Lillard,
Damian Lemon, but Damian Lillard was the next year from the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lemon, not a lot of there wasn't a lot of diversity.
It was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it was. It was pre-pandemic.
So tell me about you. How's the podcast? How are things?
The podcast, first of all. It's going. The reason why I think this podcast is going so well is because we're sponsored by BetterHelp.
10 more minutes. You know, can I tell you something? Before we get into it, I want to talk to you about, because I recently discovered BetterHelp. And that's H-E-L-P, by the way.
Yes.
What's so great about BetterHelp is, because sometimes you need somebody to talk to. I know I do.
Yeah.
But also sometimes, do you ever feel like you're talking to somebody and you're always unloading on them?
Yes.
And you just want to have a third party? What's so difficult, though, is how do I find somebody?
Yeah.
Well, what's great about BetterHelp is you could be matched with a licensed therapist in under 48 hours.
Yes, you can.
What's crazy, though, is it's so expensive. Like, conventional therapy is so expensive.
Not BetterHelp, man.
What do you mean?
BetterHelp.
It's got to be $300 a session.
It's not $300. And if you use the promo code CHAOS or what's...
Tyso,
you'll get $10 off your first month.
No, you'll get 10% off.
BetterHelp.com.
You know, this is a nice...
What do you have to say about Serena Williams?
Well, I'll tell you, I've always had a big crush on Serena.
I swear to God, dude, Serena Williams is my... The women that I love the most,
yep.
Serena Williams, yep. And Gwen Stefani. Are literally, I would fucking, like, I would...
How perfect is this?
To simultaneously shit my eyelids.
How perfect is this? You have both of them, all right? But you're on the couch, it's not that comfortable... May I make a suggestion? If you ever have the opportunity to sleep with either or both of them, head on over to helixsleep.com/Tyso. That's helixsleep.com/Tyso to get up to $200 off all mattress orders. But here's the best part. You also get two free pillows, back sleeper, side sleeper, belly sleeper, doesn't matter. Soft, firm. You go, you take the 2-minute sleep quiz. 2 minutes. It takes like 30 seconds. Be mattress match, and they have a 20-day guarantee. Psych, 100 days.
Whoa.
They will pick it up from your house, so... There you go.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, we loved Helix a couple of months ago.
Oh, they're not working with you?
We used to love Helix, but now I just want to say, Helix, go fuck yourself.
What happened?
They stopped sponsoring the show.
It doesn't mean, you know, I'll tell you, they haven't lost a night of sleep because that thing is comfortable. I like the Dawn Lux mattress. That's the one, excuse me, I have two of them now. Those are the mattresses.
Oh, wow,
you're
doing good.
Well, I got one for my family home.
Oh, right, in Cleveland.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about me simultaneously having sex with Serena Williams?
It was a mattress plug.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I pushed both of them to the side for a chubby Indian girl.
Why they stop sponsoring you? What's going on?
I don't know why they stopped. A couple people stopped sponsoring me because I say something.
Oh.
Do you ever say it?
No.
You want me to pull up our text messages?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Do it right now.
No, I can't.
Do it.
Cigarette?
Oh, I don't call those a cigarette. I'm from London. We'll be right back after another one of my trailers.
I like it.
I rewatched White Man Can't Jump.
I believe they're remaking it.
I know. And they're doing Jack Harlow. Let me tell you something about this guy, man. I watched him play. He can't play. I'm about to give a shout out to our boy Rick Glassman. Glassman should have gotten the part. Rick Glassman can hoop.
Did he audition?
He auditioned.
What?
Pull up his form.
My jump shot sucks. Psych. That's like saying I ain't got $1 million. Got $1 million.
Professor.
I got $1 million nuts. Got $1 million. Gives a fuck. You ain't passed the ball enough. Eat my butt. You ain't checked the ball out. Eat my butt. You shoot from too far. Eat my butt. But you make it every time. No shit, slut. I am phenomenal. I got big balls. I got a cool guy haircut. I got.
Take your shoes off.
I'll send you the media. We'll put it in.
I got you.
This is a nice rug, by the way. Where'd you get it?
This rug we got at Ruggables.
Oh, that's not it. You don't feel like family there, do you?
No.
You're kind of just a customer?
Where do you feel like family?
At Marshall Rug Gallery, we don't have customers. We have family. We'll cut to a clip. I'll send you the commercial.
Gotcha. That's your family business.
It's my dad's rug store, yeah.
Your dad? How does it feel being the son of a rug dealer?
I mean, this is going to sound so corny, so maybe I shouldn't answer. I will if you want me to, but I don't know. Maybe it's going to sound stupid.
No, don't answer. Do you know that to start a rug business?
Worst improviser.
do you know that a rug business, you only make about 90 grand a year? So did you grow up poor?
We grew up, my father was in the restaurant business. I grew up upper middle class until I was around 12 when he got out of that business. And then we moved down to middle class.
Right.
I don't know if it was poor, but like I would, you know, I had to ask my grandma for shoes once a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Your grandma, she's still with us?
Yeah. Actually. Grandma!
You brought her in here?
Grandma!
Dude.
We'll figure it out.
Is she, what nationality is your grandma?
She's white.
Whoa.
100% white.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think all grandmas in the future will be white?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I think there'll be less white grandmas moving forward.
I think there'll be more white, but time will tell.
What do you have to say about Gandhi?
I mean, I say this about a lot of people. The man's literally a saint. He was so good to people. He gave them things. He gave them clothes. He gave
you know where
them
she's going?
To get a coffee?
Yeah, right? Your coffee.
Just as it's ending for my drive home.
Yeah.
No, but we have a good time here. We really do. This is.
Do you know Gandhi used to have sex with 12-year-old girls? Do you care?
How old is he?
Mid-40s.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Pull up Gandhi, sex young girls.
Was that a thing that in the culture was common?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. You never hear anybody trying to cancel Gandhi. Gandhi was also called a pedophile by many in the crowd for sleeping nude with his teenage grandniece to test the strength of his vow of chastity. Gandhi was a child molester, said Tej Mahan.
Wait a minute. So he slept naked to prove his vow of chastity. If his vow proved accurate and he was remaining chastis,
yeah,
then is that the same kind of molestation that we think of today? Because I intentions are important and they're not everything. I do believe that. If your intentions are to be good but you still do something bad, it's a gray area, but you still did the bad thing. But because it's a different time, if he was sleeping naked to prove that he wasn't going to have sex with these little girls, would anybody hear it?
It's a good point, I think the only way to really do it is you have to sleep naked with one of your nieces.
I wouldn't do that. It takes a lot for me to sleep naked with anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Even your girlfriend at home?
Well, I no longer have a girlfriend.
Are you serious? You guys broke up? What did you do?
We broke up.
Did you really seriously break up? Are you being serious?
I am, yeah. We broke up earlier this year.
Oh, so you're not going to England anymore then?
Maybe. I still want to. We still talk, I mean, pretty much every day.
Was it out of left field or right field or center
field? No, it's something that I don't want to get into at the moment. But for a year, I had to...
Being a pussy.
Well, we don't have that much time, and I don't want to get into just my anxiety.
You don't have to be anywhere till 2:30. It's 11:30. Tell us about why you broke up with her. Or she broke up with you. And who's she dating now?
I don't believe she's dating anybody now. Neither
really?
Am I. Yeah.
You sure about that? Sure about that?
Let me tell you something. The first thing I learned when I decided to take the role and do even the littlest bit of research on Ruth Bader Ginsburg is to not be sure about anything, because the reality is there are so many of them.
It's a good point.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. You know what I don't like? I really don't. Hey. What I really don't like is when people tell me something that they know. Mark Twain once said, and I paraphrase, it isn't those that are wrong that is a problem, but those that know they are right when it just ain't so. Don't be so sure of things.
Good point. I like that. I actually like that quote. I like that quote a lot. I visited Mark Twain's house once when I went to perform in the Hartford Funny Bone in the back of one of the malls there. And I went.
Was he there?
Mark? No, he wasn't there. Unfortunately, he wasn't there. But if he was there, mm-hmm. I would have told him about you and that you love his quotes and that his quotes are helping you
quotes.
Get through your breakup.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you feel it coming? Was it in the air or was it literally out of nowhere?
The very condensed down version is I have pretty bad OCD.
Zoom in on his face, Pimp. Go ahead.
You're going to do it digitally?
Yeah.
It doesn't look the same. Just do it.
Yeah.
Understood. I'll do this.
Okay.
So I have pretty bad OCD, right?
Yeah.
And when the pandemic hit, it started to give me some, like, it got really, really bad. And I started getting panic attacks. I've had OCD and anxiety my whole life, but I started getting panic attacks that I didn't understand where they were coming from. And ever since then, in this relationship, I started to feel for my eye line. Could you stand over here for me, bud?
I was smelling your butt.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that bit ran its course. I actually had a hard time trying to be genuine while doing that, pushing into the camera bit.
Did you really actually break up, or are you just fucking around?
No. I'm being serious. We broke up.
I'm sorry.
It's so interesting that you have stakes in this when we don't know each other.
Yeah, because I genuinely...
I also got to give a shout out to Betty, by the way. We love you. You're the greatest.
Betty.
Everything... We're still very good friends.
That's your ex?
Yes.
Okay. No, because I genuinely... And
who knows what's to happen in the future, but...
Because I never know with you sometimes if you're doing a bit or not,
I
don't want to, you know, if you really did, I'm just, you know, I'm sorry to hear, but life goes on, and in the end, nothing matters. And let me remind you of something, sir.
Is this going to be a Metallica quote?
Love is chemical, okay? All you need to do to get through a breakup, guess what? All you need to do, drink water, and you will pee out the chemicals of love that you have for this person. And not that you'll disrespect her
in
any way, but the love is just a bunch of chemicals that actually go away over
You know,
time.
It's interesting that you say that, because I appreciate that. And the oxytocin and the dopamine and these feelings that we have chemically absolutely exist. You know, my mother always told me when I was growing up, find somebody, love comes and goes, find somebody that you like, you marry your best friend, right? And like isn't chemical. Respect isn't chemical. Finding somebody who brings the best out of you isn't chemical. Yeah. And finding somebody who you want to help and support isn't chemical. And I believe I did find those things.
With her.
But the chemicals were fighting against me. And there was something in this relationship where my anxiety was... And this isn't an anxiety where I wanted somebody else or I want... You know, I mean, other than Venus and Gwyneth. But... It's something that I just, for whatever reason, I was having a very hard time. Also, she lives in London. Every time I would go there, my arms would be exhausted.
Yeah, I like it.
Whenever she comes here, her arms would be tired.
Right.
It was the,
from jerking you off?
I don't want to speak. I guess it's not negatively, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, allergies.
Yeah.
And I just felt myself, this anxiety wasn't going away. And I needed to step away to kind of get some data.
You so it, because I just
Rick.
Think it takes a lot of courage to be the one to break up with someone. And it is interesting. Mm-hmm. See, for me, see, this is just, we're all different paths in life. You forget the person you were, you know, at different points. I, because I have Alzheimer's,
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I'm so sorry. In case you forgot.
Yeah, you're banking them. I like it. Periodically throughout, and I'll remember one. It's just because you're wearing a white shirt, and you know, it's I don't like to look at that. I feel that when I was in a relationship with someone and I didn't have,
why aren't you taking medication?
Because it gives me a headache.
Right. Right.
The thing is with you and your ex is it's tough for me to understand. And again, I know this is stupid, why people get upset, because you don't have no babies. And if you don't have no babies with her, then now that I do have babies with someone, I feel like if I wasn't in a relationship, if I didn't have no babies with this woman and I was in a relationship, I could leave them. I would respectfully be like, I gotta go and move on and not care, because that's what babies do.
I'm sorry.
Yep. That's what they do. Huh. So my advice for you is if you really, then just, you should go have babies with her.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to.
You can't. You are infertile.
Well, I when I was in 11th grade, you've been in school.
Know if I did 11th grade, though. They don't have those in New York.
No?
No.
The PS 101, is that what you guys took?
I went to St. Matthias.
Shout out to St. Matthias, go Tigers.
St. Matthias, then Archbishop Molloy, then St. Joseph's College, then the New York Institute of Technology.
So in 11th
grade... Do you know who St. Matthias was, by the way? Can I just tell you who St. Matthias was?
He was a pedophile.
Yeah, he was that, yes. You know who St. Matthias was? He was... I went to school.
I know that people know I'm joking, but I that's how rumors are spread, and I don't want to say. I don't know much about St. Matthias, and I was just making a joke based on the Gandhi facts that were being told.
I didn't.
So shout out St. Matthias. We'll put his Instagram handle up here.
When I never heard that fun fact about St. Matthias when I had to blow Father Bill after.
Is that a real thing? Were you molested? I don't know enough about your past. Is that real?
It wasn't as bad as I make it seem, but I mean, you know.
Would you have to blow somebody?
Not have to blow someone, but
touch his penis?
You would be asked to try on your altar boy uniform, and you know, it was weird.
Okay, and there was trauma from that?
I would say suppressed trauma from it. Not
have
something
you tried
that
going to BetterHelp?
I did, and you know.
You know what, I don't like that I made that joke there, because I really want to hear it, and I apologize, and please keep talking. I made a joke when I shouldn't have, and
no.
I think you're being sincere, so please tell me.
I BetterHelp didn't help me.
Tell me about what your trauma was, sexual trauma.
My trauma was I would have to try on altar boy outfits and keep putting them on different sizes, and I always just thought it was weird.
Tell me if this is similar. I'm an actor. I'm a drama actor. I'm a comedic actor. I do it all. And I'm starting a new show, another one. And I have to go do a fitting next week. And I have, like, I'm wearing pants because I've started to wear pants. I have a really hard time wearing pants. I like to wear sweatpants or shorts. And I have to try on outfit after outfit after outfit. And I tell them beforehand, I'll do whatever you need of me. But if we could limit the pants.
Yeah.
Is it a similar thing because it's, like, uncomfortable inconvenience? Or is it that you are now going to be naked in front of these people and there's, like... Was it just trying on clothes?
It was trying on. It was me and this other kid. We would always have the same priest, and he'd make, whose name wasn't Father Bill. I just say Father Bill because there's no Father Bill. So it is interesting how even now, at this point in my life, you're like, you just like be like, oh, I don't want to out that guy. But he would just do things that where you're like, well, I'm just a little kid and you're making
Did you ever tell anybody about him?
No.
Yeah.
Because you kind of just feel like, who cares?
Well, I think a really strong argument outside of just being able to kind of try to let go of his the resentment that you can and start the healing is to prevent this from happening to other people.
But I don't care about other people.
I don't believe that.
No, I'm kidding.
But look what you're doing for so many people are at home listening to this to get through their day.
No, I think I went to school. I went to Catholic school in a time where just, you know, there were probably just a bunch of I think it was just a bunch of gay men who were priests.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it wasn't even so much that Like, nobody put their hands on me, but I think they were just like, you know, try that on.
And you felt uncomfortable. You remember, not liking it.
I definitely, all of us remember feeling like, this guy's fucking weird.
All of us. You guys talk. It was like the new faces of the younger days.
The new faces of child abuse, yeah.
It was a good list to be on.
1993?
NFOCA 93. You should sell merch.
Dude, I know. We were going to sell merch that say, we support black people.
What do you think of that? I think that I'll tell you what I would like better. And instead of saying we, and to, because the whole psychology is in this bringing in other people onto this tribal team mentality, and just speak for yourself to give freedom to the other people. I think it should be
I support black people. That's actually what the merch was going to be.
Okay.
I support black people.
Yeah. So in 11th grade, I had a varicocele, which is,
I know what it is.
You had one?
A varicocele on your nipple.
I had it on my left testicle.
Fucking loser.
It would suck. So I had surgery on it to get rid of the veins.
By the way, can I just say something really quick?
I don't think we have a choice.
I don't know if any other podcast has had this. We've had back-to-back episodes with comedians talking about testicular issues. We had Nimesh Patel, who had to get a nut removed because he had cancer for the weekend. And
so sorry about your Alzheimer's.
You're about to go into your varicose veins.
This was more about fertility.
Ah, yes. I forgot that we were talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, it was a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I had surgery on it, and I still, because I had it as a kid, I didn't know about it. So it's extra veins that kind of were around. So my left testicle didn't mature as maturely as my right. So my left is smaller than my right. And I don't know if I'd call it an insecurity, but when I am with a new woman or a man, and they're going down on me, or up. I
love it. This is the I Am Poppy segment.
I get a little, I feel like everybody could get a booger in their nose. But when you're unaware of it, it's like, oh, oops, if you have a booger, you get it. Okay. So I feel, but not everybody will tell you have a booger in your nose. I haven't had the experience of somebody going down on me and being like, first of all, your dick is massive. It's awesome. I love it. That I've gotten. What I haven't gotten is, but your left testicle is small, significantly smaller than your right, and I think you're a loser. I really feel like they're going to think I'm a loser.
So do you?
I have to tell them.
So will you just at times, if you're going to, you know, have a sex act with a woman, just take your penis out through your zipper and not your balls?
No.
Like Owen Gray, my favorite porn star.
Shout out to.
Do you know Owen Gray?
I don't.
He's the best porn star. Literally.
Pull him up? Maybe I'll know him if I saw him.
If you wanna come quick, then you watch Owen Gray, and he does a move.
Who wants to come quick?
His move is what he does. He always goes down.
Oh, I do know this guy. This guy,
see, he's always whipping his penis out through his pants.
Yeah, this guy's got some scars and tattoos. He does a lot of double teams.
Yes. So he's my favorite, and I'd love to get him on the pod, but he doesn't. Do you know him? You could get to him though in LA.
Thank you, and I'm sorry, but what I was
the varicose vein on your nest?
No, varicocele. But we got surgery. It's not the same. It's multiple veins and the heat restricts it doesn't give the best environment for sperm to thrive.
Spermogenesis.
Sega. And I had it operated on, and then it was fine, but it came back. So right now,
Right now your varicose is back?
I have the varicocele, and it's not doing anything, so I could get it fixed again, but it might then come back again. So I've been advised, and I also adhere to this logic, that wait until I'm trying to have a baby before doing this, but in the back of my head, maybe even the middle of it, hell, sometimes the front, like now, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but maybe you should just get it done. But it's almost like, what would you call it? Like a temporary hold on fertility, it almost feels like.
It's like when they kind of like freeze your bank account. Where they don't do that is Dave Banking app. The Dave Banking app.
Are they a sponsor?
DAVE. It's a banking app. It's great. If you sign up right now and use the promo code CHAOS, you'll get $100 cash.
Wait a minute. A bank is sponsoring you this? What does that mean?
It means I make money, motherfucker.
Are they paying you your rate?
No.
Less than?
Very much less than, because I'm getting crushed on it. Yeah.
So this bank is either not having that much cash flow, which is bad, or is very frugal, which is good for them, but not for their user.
I think what most likely has happened is because I talked to my ad guy and my ads were getting crushed so hard.
You mean losing.
Losing money.
Or people are afraid of the recession.
People are afraid of the recession. I was like, you know what, man, maybe I should look elsewhere.
What do you make per ad?
He created a fake ad called Dave Banking App, because his name's Dave. And he and then
and he's
just
paying you.
He, I think he's just paying me. I think he's just paying me with other podcast money.
I have a question.
Yes.
How's the coffee?
It's really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
good
thank
question.
You.
Is
it's
dirt,
really good.
A dirt, you wanted
a dirty iced chai.
You wanted a dirty little fucking iced chai latte.
But we were talking about letting
let's talk about
girls know about
the,
that.
The Verisi, I meant to say.
So what I have found, what I have discovered is, because there's a lot of uncovered, listen, you're a family man now, but back in the day, I bet you were slaying puss like a phone book.
Yes.
So there's to pretend that there aren't nerves involved in this is lying to everybody.
Yes. What? Okay.
Now.
Keep going.
What are you scared about? Everybody's scared about different things. Yeah. I might be scared that what if my penis doesn't fit inside of her?
Right.
No, I'm just trying to play a cocky character. I don't like the way it fits. I do have a...
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it doesn't fit because you got a big dick.
Thank you so much. And I'm sorry once again.
Thank you.
I found that if you talk... Go ahead.
34 waist.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because that's one thing I look at waist size because I would be
41?
38, but European 37. And some pants, I could fit into a 36.
Let me see. Put one on.
Well, these are XLs because these are bird dogs.
Now, is the reason you don't want to try it on because of your trauma from 93?
I think that...
Are you that way in a locker room? Do you not like to get naked in front of guys?
100%. I would always be the kid playing on the basketball team that would take a shower with bathing suit shorts on, and then I'd be told by... other members of the team to take off my bathing suits.
That's crazy. They had no idea what you went through.
They were like, take off your bathing suit shorts and shower naked. Stop being a homo. That's what I was told. This is all boys Catholic high school, though. What do you expect?
You know, and you know what's interesting? If you really zoom in on the stigma that homo is a bad thing and the suppression of these priests that couldn't connect to their and identify with their sexuality, that they ended up causing trauma and the cycle continues. And that's why shame is such a fucking disease. The insecurities, the feelings, what we could argue faults that we have as imperfect humans, which by the way, 10 out of 10 of us are, isn't the problem. It's the shame and the lying that hides behind it that causes this cat. Listen, you have a dirty apartment, you have a dirty apartment, but if you shove it all in the closet and you keep shoving the closet under the rug, you open it's going to come pouring out. It's not resolving. We need to resolve who things are. And the best way to do that isn't to avoid and lie, but it's to accept who we are. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. When I'm fucking a girl or having sex with one, I like to accept who I am. I also want to accept who she is, and I want them to be able to accept themselves and myself. So I find it quite important to say, listen, nice to meet you. I'm not sure if we're going to have sex. I don't know if you want to, if I want to, but if it does happen, I just need to let you know that I will sometimes go soft in a condom. It's me, not you, and my left spall is small. If you suck it, suck it, but I already know.
Fair enough. And I think that I have the perfect woman for you.
What's his name?
TT Jerry.
TT Jerry.
That's the end of the YouTube episode. Guess what? There's like 40 more minutes of Rick Glassman at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. That, I think, was the wildest podcast I've ever been a part of. And the most wild stuff is at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. If you want to keep enjoying Rick and I, go there right now. It's amazing.